Hi, I'm Michael Sung from Machination Studio again. I'm going to talk about the decisions that went into the design for the upcoming Warring States chariot for Wargames Atlantic. I did a previous video showing a summary of the Warring States period and the infantry figures, so I'll link that below. Depictions of Warring States era chariots in wargaming and military history have largely been based on two sources, right? The first is the two chariots within Qin Shi Huang's terracotta army, and the second from a number of chariot tombs discovered over the years and decades, right? This is usually a rectangular-shaped chariot, so just before I started modeling it, I decided to confirm those sources again. Well, looking through photos, I came upon this, right? A bronze sculpture of a chariot unearthed in 1965 in the San Li Dun tomb in Jiangsu Lianshui province. Together, this was with a whole treasure trove of bronze artifacts specifically dated to the late Warring States period. Wait, this isn't exactly like the popular depictions. So I started digging into the source photos for many of the square-shaped chariots. And time and again, I realized they've been dated to either the Shang Dynasty or the Zhou Dynasty periods. So they were earlier chariot designs. Sure, it's reasonable that a chariot didn't have to change that much over the, those few hundred years. Buried together with the sculptures of an entire army of soldiers. If I ask anyone what those two vehicles in the terracotta army are called, the word chariot will immediately spring to mind. But if we look at this one in isolation and take out the context that it was in a tomb with the terracotta army, and I give you multiple choices of what to call it. A, a chariot. B, a coach. C, a carriage, or D, a wagon. Your answer may not, go straight to chariot anymore, right? This vehicle clearly has a roof and it's fully enclosed. The other vehicle has a single figure on it, looks like an officer, and most notably, it has a parasol. Are either of these representations of a typical war chariot? I'm not completely sure, right? It's like someone in the future looking at a van, a coupe, and a jeep. Then I found out about an amazing discovery around 2009 of 30 chariots unearthed in a place called Ma Jia Yuan in Gansu, Zhangjiachuan province. And they were chariots of a similar design to the San Li Dun sculpture. They had curved shape, lattice work floor, lattice work walls, all practical design choices to reduce weight. Anyone who owned a van will know that a rectangular vehicle allows you to store more things. But if you wanted to reduce weight, you have to reduce materials, and one of the ways is to round out the corners. I now have two archaeological sources from either ends of the Warring States period China that shows chariots of a similar design, both dated to the late Warring States period. What we know about history is constantly changing. With each historical or archaeological discovery, we update what we collectively know. The Ma Jia Yuan tomb chariots were dug up in 2009. Right? It's not wrong that Osprey or SX Miniatures or whoever had designed their chariots based on what was previously known. They probably did it in the 80s and the 90s. But it would be wrong if I, knowing what I know now, do not depict it based on the latest evidence. It's the whole feathered dinosaur argument. No one can also say that Shang Dynasty or Zhou Dynasty style chariots did not exist in the Warring States period. The older designs would still serve an identical function on the battlefield. It's not like it became obsolete. The newer chariots presumably were lighter, so they could be made larger or faster, but it didn't mean any other designs couldn't exist. Then it came to sculpting the horses. I was excited to get stuck in here, right? The horse is the favorite subject of Chinese sculptors, right? They're such symbols of power, of dynamism. And any tourist to China would have brought home a replica of the Tang Dynasty style horse sculpture. The most famous Chinese horse sculpture is the Flying Horse of Gansu. It was discovered in 1969 in the Han Dynasty tomb of a general. So Han Dynasty, right? Close enough, I thought. And I started to sculpt the horses with that Chinese obsession for the horse's mouth and the arched back and the skinny legs. And then it came to me, right? It's the wrong horse. It's the wrong type of horse. It's the wrong species. So a year or two ago, I was watching this documentary about Zhang Qian. He's an amazing character, right? He's an envoy sent by the Han Emperor to look for allies against the Xiongnu. He ended up discovering the Kushan Empire and from them found out about the Parthians, the Seleucids, and the Romans, right? I think of him as the Polybius of Han China. There's so many parallels. I'll leave a link to the amazing documentary. It's in Mandarin, but the subtitling is actually very good. So I think if you're interested in the Han Dynasty, this is pretty much a must-watch. Anyway, one of the reasons why the Han Chinese had struggled for decades to defeat the Xiongnu was that their horses were inferior to Xiongnu horses. Contacting the Central Asian societies changed all that. The first thing they imported was the Ferghana horse. Horses from the same Ferghana valley that Alexander the Great was at, 400 years before. And the reasons why Chinese sculptors love sculpting those new horses is so clear, right? They were taller, they were larger, and they've changed Chinese cavalry forever, right? It was an upgrade from a Vespa to a Harley. So I went back to look at the horses in China before Zhang Qian contacted Central Asia. The evidence was right in the Terracotta Army. The Terracotta horses' shoulders were around the chest height of the Terracotta warriors, right? Whereas a modern horse's shoulders would be closer to the head or shoulder height of a modern person. I'm not sure if they were small enough to be labeled as ponies, but they were close. They didn't have the slender, shapely legs, the rump is lower, the back is flat, and they had, this proportionally larger donkey, zebra-like head and short manes. I knew I had to rework the horse scalps to reflect all of these features. So both the horses and the chariot turned out differently from what I envisioned I would be modeling at the start, right? They are not exactly like how others have depicted them over the decades. But I think sculpting them based on the latest archaeological information don't make them any less dynamic. So thanks. Enjoy.